Tygo is one of the highest rates of families in emergency accommodation, and it's great to see that this is going to be done, because the national research shows the long-term stays in emergency accommodation actually have a drastic impact on children, whether that's disrupted sleep or poor routine, struggle with homework, definitely high levels of stress and anxiety from the families that we're dealing with, and then difficulty in socializing or taking part with activities. And if you talk to some of the teachers or support workers that we've been dealing with, and the same with child development specialists, they've been raising these concerns for years. So definitely prioritizing families who are in long-term homelessness. It's not controversial, and it's actually very good, and hopefully we can get more of it done.
Is it an initiative that you were surprised took this long to come about before it was enacted?
Well, with the government to do something like this, you have to see where's the catch. The council are supposed to try and find houses to prioritize the families. And I understand, like, we don't have that much supply here in Sligo, but the problem I have with that is the high vacancy rate that we have. You know, we should be able to buy these houses, repair them, lease them out under compulsory purchase orders. And I suppose it would be a quicker turnaround of long-term voids. It would actually help a lot.
There's a number of factors here at play that's leading to more and more people, unfortunately, becoming homeless. We have a lot of people coming in from overseas now. And indeed, there's a lot of landlords that are currently in the market are deciding to get out of the property sector before there's major changes to tenant legislation. So each and every unit that becomes available now for social housing is going to be very much sought after.
Well, again, we have to be realistic. Anybody that comes in looking to claim asylum does not get social housing. They have to go through emergency or temporary accommodation until they get the right to stay here. So that's part of that thing just gone out there. But we also have to look at the people who are going to be going through emergency accommodation because of high rents. There is no rent cap in place, and people are getting shafted literally with the rent. I think the average rent in Sligo is somewhere from 1,700 or 1,800 euros a month, which is actually extremely tough on families. We have to really have something where we can protect tenants. The tenant in situ scheme is now gone, which was actually very helpful towards families to keep them in their home when it was being bought. When you take them out of it, it's really hard for people. And then you have to look here with the council rent as well. We have a budget coming up. The council rent is due to be going up, and it's going to be extremely hard on people because the same thing with the rise in the cost of living, your rent, your heating, your fuel, your food, and it's really extremely hard for families both ways across the country. From going over the budget, the council are going to do a rent review which will increase the rents by 108,000 for the year. If you look at it through the commercial rates, Sligo County Council is owed 2.4 million in commercial rates. So even if we collect the 5% of that, which is actually a small and it's achievable percentage, that would come in at about 120,000. And that would be already more than what the rent increase would be worth. And I suppose you have to look at it because we're hitting people who are elderly tenants, disabled tenants, and people who are on fixed incomes. And they're the least people who are able to absorb an increase. And if you put up a rent rise like this again for vulnerable tenants, it becomes a hardship. And it's not just a small adjustment because they got an extra 5 euros under social welfare payments or disability payments. And we have to protect these people who are struggling and not be trying to push them further under.